One of the 11 women who the New York State Attorney General found were sexually harassed by Governor Andrew Cuomo has come forward publicly, been a top aide to the embattled governor, has resigned. Karen DeWitt reports.
Brittany Commisso, known as Executive Assistant Number 1 in the AG's report, says the governor sexually assaulted her when she was called to the governor's mansion last fall to help him fix his phone. She appeared in an interview conducted jointly with CBS This Morning and the Albany Times Union, where she spoke to CBS's Jerika Duncan about the criminal complaint she filed Thursday with the Albany County Sheriff.
Why did you file that criminal complaint with the sheriff's office?
It was the right thing to do. The governor needs to be held accountable.
And just so I'm clear again, mm-hmm. being held accountable to you mm-hmm. means seeing the governor charged with a crime.
What he did to me was a crime. He broke the law.
Sheriff Craig Apple confirmed at a news conference Saturday that his office has received the criminal complaint. He says he's seeking documents from the attorney general and working with the Albany County DA to conduct interviews and complete a comprehensive investigation.
I have a young lady that came in who's alleging that she was victimized, and we're going to do everything in our powers to help her.
Sheriff Apple would not rule out the governor being arrested on misdemeanor charges. The governor's private attorney, Rita Glavin, held a briefing late Friday. She also appeared on CNN, where she disputed Commisso's claims as well as those of the other women. Glavin says the AG and her investigators treated the governor unfairly.
This was one-sided, and he was ambushed.
Glavin says Commisso's account in the report that after the assault, she immediately left the mansion upset is false because records show she stayed for several hours and even enjoyed a snack of cheese and crackers. Glavin says Cuomo was stunned when the allegations were first reported by the Times Union in March.
He is 63 years old. He has spent 40 years in public life. And for him to all of a sudden be accused of a sexual assault of an executive assistant that he really doesn't know, doesn't pass muster.
Glavin also says Lindsay Boylan, another one of the women who the report finds was sexually harassed, is lying. But in an interview on CNN Saturday, Glavin conceded that the governor might have run his finger down the spine of a state trooper that he personally recruited for his security detail. But Glavin says the gesture may have been misconstrued. Glavin also questioned the motives of some of the accusers and raised questions about whether A.G. James and her investigators were biased against the governor. She even took issue with Sheriff Apple looking into the criminal complaint, saying because the sheriff is an elected official, he might also be politically motivated. Apple says he did not listen to what the governor's lawyer said, but when asked by a reporter whether he expected potential retaliation from Cuomo, the sheriff said he's not afraid.
I'm the county sheriff. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be coerced. That would not play out well for anybody.
A spokesman for Attorney General James responded to Glavin's charges, saying that to attack this investigation and attempt to undermine and politicize the process takes away from the bravery displayed by these women. Finally, the Assembly Impeachment Inquiry Committee meets later Monday morning. It is expected to discuss a timetable to potentially introduce articles of impeachment against the governor. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he wants to expedite the process. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.